the court fund interact with the judge's retirement?
I have no idea.
I thought yesterday when we talked, you said that the court fund was somehow it was tied into the retirement.
It is somehow, but I have no idea how.
Do you know where I could go to find out that information?
You could probably go to the benefits people for the judicial at the main courthouse downtown.
Well, are they going to tell me that information, or I mean, because nobody seemed to be tell me this. It's like a closely held state secret or something.
Yeah.
I mean, was there discussions among the judges about keeping the court fund up because of the how it affected the retirement? Well, I mean, what do you mean? I'm talking about when you were a judge, was there ever any conversations or comments in their meetings and stuff about, hey, look, this court fund is important because this is what funds our retirement?
Oh, yeah, there's a lot of them because we were told we shouldn't be suspending court funds.
Who told you that?
One of the judges' conferences, I don't remember.
So you're saying at a judicial conference, like an Oklahoma State judicial conferences, there was somebody that told you guys not to be suspending court costs because the court fund affected your guys' retirement?
Right.
Well, was it a justice or a judge or somebody from the state that told you guys that?
No, nobody's on the retirement system.
So,
presiding judge would be standing right there.
The presiding judge of the Oklahoma Supreme Court?
Yeah.
Who was the presiding judge at that time?
Oh, what was his name? The military guy, Jonas C.
The one that retired or whatever?
Yeah.
Watts or whatever?
No. Jonas C. I can't remember. Been too many years.
And so, I mean, when you guys had your judges meeting in Tulsa County, did they say stuff like that?
We really had meetings here. No, I don't think, the best one election, I don't remember having discussions about it. If it was, it was just something in passing.
I mean, because I know that some judges had different amounts for their, you know, for the money or something. And I used to be on this committee years ago, and it seems like, I think it was in this committee I heard them talking about, I was on an Access to Justice committee with Lumpkin and Judge Lewis, but Judge Lewis was a district at the time, you know, Lumpkin was on the Court of Crimes, but it seems like there was some discussion during that the most of the money comes out of Tulsa, the payment of the court fund comes out of Tulsa and Oklahoma County, you know, and that it's, that the smaller counties basically like aren't pulling their weight or something. But I could be confusing on where I heard that from. But, I mean, I've heard some discussion. I'm just trying to figure out, I mean, it's got to be in the statute somewhere, right?
Yeah, I would think so.
I mean, I wouldn't think they would be taking stuff out of a fund and showing what it was done for unless it's just got to have some reference that this goes into this, the court fund goes into some other fund, and then that fund there might be paid into the retirement program or something, but I'm just trying to track it back. I think that's relevant on the payment of the court, on the conflict court appointed attorneys, because, you know, in Texas and in Florida, they're paying some of these lawyers $200,000 to $300,000 a case to defend these death penalty cases. Huh?
That's what you're telling me, yeah.
And I know the case in Texas, they paid them $270,000. Now, I don't care about the lawyer's money, but I do care about the defendants getting a decent defense. And if the judges don't want to approve this because this is taking money away from the retirement and they don't trust the legislature, which I wouldn't blame them for not trusting the legislature, to properly fund the retirement, I think that's a huge issue. It's a problem. It's a structural statutory problem in our system that ought to be addressed, and at least have a record made of it. But I feel like I'm, you know, I mean, I don't know. It's weird. I get some weird responses when I start asking people these questions.
Well, Yeah, we can't give you more health. It's been too many years.
Yeah. Well, I mean, were you a judge long enough that you vested?
Yes.
Well, good. I'm glad that. But, yeah, I mean, I was reading a little bit of it, and it said you'd be there for 8 years or whatever, but it's confusing. So, all right. Well, if I figure it out, I'll let you know.
All right, brother.
All right. Thanks a lot.
Good luck. All right.
All right. Bye.